If you've been working in the garden this spring, odds are you've encountered a few spiders. Maybe you've even wondered if you're in danger of being bitten by a brown recluse spider whose venom can be toxic. The answer? Probably not. Richard Zack is an entomologist at Washington State University. He's joining me on the line. So you don't think that spider I'm looking at is a brown recluse?
Yes, that spider does not occur in the Pacific Northwest. It's just not the right habitat for it. It's never occurred here. When we do find brown recluses in the Pacific Northwest, we are almost always able to trace it back to someone that took a travel trailer down to Texas or Oklahoma or Kansas and brought a few of them back or brought one back like that. But indeed, the spider does not occur in the Pacific Northwest, east or west side.
So what deadly or dangerous spiders do we have in the Northwest?
You know, there's another kind of misconception. We have a spider in our area called the hobo spider, and that spider was thought to do the same type of damage that the brown recluse does. We call it necrotic damage, where it actually kills the skin cells. But most recent studies show that even the hobo spider does not have a necrotic toxin to it. So probably the most toxic or dangerous spider that we still have in the Northwest is your typical black widow.
You probably love spiders, I'm assuming.
You know, let's not say I love spiders. I think I'm like anybody else. If I go in the basement and there are funnel webs all over the place and everything else, then I get the vacuum out and I clean them up. And if I see a lot of spiders in my basement, I'll probably go get a spray and spray around there like anybody else. But indeed, when these things are out of doors, they really are very beneficial. They eat a lot of insects. All of these spiders are predators. So if you have a lot of spiders in the garden, I would take that as a very good sign. They're eating the caterpillars. They're eating the little flies. They're eating the aphids. They're eating those things that you probably would rather get rid of in the garden.